we are at full employment. So the people that are left that haven't found a job, if they go out and really have the skills that match, they're going to find a job right away. Employers are going to need to start to think about giving incentives to keep employees and to not have turnover, because at this point in time, trying to find somebody that's skilled in what they're looking for is becoming increasingly difficult.
Who is unemployed right now? Are these people highly educated? Are they low wage?
Our executive center here usually handles folks that have PhDs and master's degrees and that type of thing. And we do, unbeknownst to most people, we place people in jobs up to president of companies. So we are not just for those that are unskilled looking for a job. We have a lot of skilled people looking for a job. Even though we might have 18,000 people roughly on a regular basis that are looking for a job in our area, which to me is a lot of folks, it still includes folks that are employed right now looking for better employment. That's the other thing is it's more of a job seeker's market, so to speak, because if they do have the skills and what businesses are looking for, they can start to determine a little better wage when they go in and get an offer.
You had mentioned earlier that businesses are going to have to start offering incentives. They're going to have to do something different. From your end, what do you guys do to try to work with this situation?
Well, the first thing is we work with education and training providers in the area. One of the issues we have is a skills mismatch. So we do have people coming out of FSU and FAMU with wonderful degrees, but the degrees don't match what the businesses locally are looking for. So one of the things that we have done is we've started something called the Sector Rounds, where we brought education, economic development, workforce development, and the business leadership of the businesses in our area together in order to discuss where's the gap in the training and how do we start to address that gap. One of the things that businesses are starting to realize is that they have to partner with the Lively Techs and the GTIs of the world. And they may have to provide some equipment, and they may have to provide somebody that works for them that's got the training skills, because if they really want the pipeline to be full of kids and young people and adults that are looking for a job in that area, they're going to have to invest some of their money in order to make that happen.
Yeah. If it's already difficult to find workers, now we're heading into Christmas, and a lot of temporary workers are needed. Are you guys dealing with that as well?
Yes, whether it's part-time, full-time, doesn't matter. There's always demand. It's just getting the right demand. And then the biggest complaint that we get from the business community is soft skills. What does that mean? It means showing up to work on time, means showing up to work dressed properly. It means doing your job and not playing on the computer all day. And we have a class that we call Dynamic Futures that we've instituted in working with our county summer jobs and the city summer jobs, and working on getting those soft skills into the curriculum of at least the high school level, so that by the time they get out, they have at least a much better understanding of what the expectations are going to be by the business community.
So when you're pairing up these employees with these businesses, that's part of the deal. There is some training that goes into that, making sure they understand the expectations.
Yep. When we spend federal money to send somebody to training at TCC, at FAMU, FSU, Kaiser, the truck driving schools, and GTI, we only can send and pay for jobs that are in demand. So we do not train for jobs that either are very low paying. We don't pay for jobs that are not in demand. So that's why the local workforce boards are really localized, because every local economy is different in this state. We do not have the same economy here as Miami or Jacksonville or anywhere else. And so the goal of the workforce board is to make sure that we're spending money on the kind of training that is required and demanded by the business, so that when the person's done with the training, they get a job.
And so just to clarify, if someone comes and they just need anything, and you have an employer that just needs people and it's not necessarily a high-demand job, you could hook people up and there just be any additional training. That kind
no,
of thing.
And we have hiring fairs. We went from job fairs to hiring fairs. The difference is the only businesses that are there now are ones that actually have a job that they're trying to fill. Our goal is we need to get people placed. Your taxpayer dollar pays for us, and so it's free to use our system. EmployFlorida.com is the job board for the whole state. And then what our staff does is try and match the people that are walking in with those jobs. So we're a universal access system. That means you can access our system. We will help you with various things. And then if you do qualify for some of the programs that we get federal dollars for, like sending people back to school, upskilling them from what they say their job disappeared because no one is doing that type of work anymore, they need to get a better job. We will usually pay for, if they qualify, we will pay for their tuition, take them so they can get a job right away with the hope of as soon as they get out of school, they get a job.
Nice.
Yep.
CareerSource Capital Region CEO Jim McShane, thank you very much.
Thank you.